The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Virtual reality, which immerses viewers in three-dimensional computer-generated worlds, is transforming many fields from entertainment to education. Mike O'Sullivan reports from a California college where students are exploring some new applications for so-called VR technology.
Virtual reality is a highlight at the annual Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It has a growing role in training nursing and medical students and military personnel around the world. Students at Marymount California University and many other colleges are creating digital art and constructing and exploring simulated worlds all in three dimensions.
So I could see Earth and the spaceship flying around, which is kind of cool, and I literally felt like I was floating in space.
VR programs, like one created by the company IKEA, allows amateur chefs to work in a virtual kitchen. And Google Earth VR provides a wider view of our environment. This graduate explains VR to current students. It can be disorienting.
Once you're in there, it kind of envelops you. I mean, you kind of get lost in the space.
VR creates an illusion with two projected images combined into one view in three dimensions. VR systems are more affordable than in the past. This professor says students are using virtual reality in their personal projects.
I have another student in there who actually is a singer, a songwriter, and performer. And so he's done several music videos for our class. And so now I am challenging him to think about shooting some of them in 360.
A 360-degree camera and VR software can take the viewer into the video with the performer. A religious studies professor is using VR programs to take students to simulated religious sites. He says future applications filmed with wraparound view cameras could take them to real places.
For example, when we look at Islam, non-Muslims can't go to Mecca. They can't participate in the Hajj. And so it would be cool to be able to experience a 360 experience of somebody else's Hajj journey.
Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
In Washington, I'm Ira Melman. Make sure you join us next week for another edition of Time for Technology. And don't forget to stay up to date all day and all night on our webpage at voanews.com, along with our many digital platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.